It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. And I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I thank each of you for listening this morning. If you're struggling with aches and pains or have been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, you'll want to stay tuned because food may be the problem. You know, the whole idea that what you are eating and drinking may be causing you to have aches and pains is new information to some of our first-time listeners. In fact, that slice of toast and peanut butter you thought was a healthy breakfast may be setting you up to have aches and pains for the rest of the day. You know, it is really hard to wrap your brain around that thought for a lot of people. To help connect the nutritional dots to fibromyalgia, I've invited two very knowledgeable guests. First, joining me today is Wendy Cates Dancer. Wendy is a regular here on this show, and she's a registered nurse. She's a nutrition counselor, an educator, and she sees clients at St. Paul and in White Bear Lake. And Wendy, we see a lot of clients with fibromyalgia because 5 to 6 million people, at least, are suffering with fibromyalgia.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks. It's great to be here. Many people make an appointment with us for nutritional counseling because they are experiencing chronic achy muscle pain.
They certainly do, don't they?
They do. And often it is pain in the neck, the shoulders, the back, or the thighs. It is often described as burning or throbbing pain, but sometimes it can be shooting pain. As people with fibromyalgia know, they have been to their doctor many times or several doctors, several places, and have not received much help for their symptoms. So that's kind of when they come to us, isn't it? As they've been everywhere else and they come to us trying to get some help because
they haven't
been able to get help.
Nope, they haven't found any magical drug that will help with this kind of aches and pain.
Or this is just something you have to live with, mm-hmm. or, you know, this is what happens when you get old. I have many clients come in telling me that lately.
Exactly. And I say, well, I think I'm older than you. That's interesting. So we know that when a person is in pain, they're willing to change their diet.
And yes,
they are willing to stay with it, not like someone that just wants to lose some weight. For some reason, people that diet for weight loss are always thinking of ways to cheat, aren't they?
Well, and we know why that is. You know, we're always hearing stories like that from people that go to those traditional, not to mention any names, weight loss places. Mm-hmm. But they weigh in, and then they go out to have a piece of pie with friends after the meeting.
Now, we know that a lot of them are rewarding themselves, but really they're just feeding that bad habit of that balance in the intestinal tract, and that's what feeds our cravings. So
yes,
yeah. So we know that when we help people that have a weight issue, we put in all the pieces.
We look
much deeper than just putting someone on a scale, don't we?
Yes, but in the past behavior, that's what they used to do always.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, you know, that voice, I said we have two experts, and joining us today is licensed nutritionist.
Licensed nutritionist
Anna Derhock. You know, Anna Derhock, as of Monday, August 10th, Anna became a licensed nutritionist. And honestly, Anna, we're really proud of you.
Yes, we are.
Thanks, you guys.
So,
feels good.
Kind of give people, because I don't think people understand this, Anna.
Okay.
What do you have to go through to become a licensed nutritionist?
All right. Well, I'll tell you my story quick. First, I got a bachelor's in dietetics.
Which
is nutrition, if nobody knows that.
Yes.
So, and then I set out to get my master's degree in nutrition. And it took me... Well, it took me 6.5 years to do all of that in schooling time, 900 hours of
internship.
The application, the fees, all that stuff. And then, of course, I was approved by the Board of Dietetics and Nutrition Practice. And I've really been working on this, though, since 2001, so about 8.5 years.
Yes, 8.5 years. So it isn't something that you send away.
No.
Or sign up on the internet for. Or,
yeah, yes. It's
or
a
just
long
print
process.
Out a certificate.
So it's a you've read a lot of research, haven't
I've
you?
Read a ton of research. I've learned a ton, but it's all worth it because I absolutely love to share what I know, and it's
and
my passion.
Yes.
And it's been so fun too because I started way back when you had just graduated from college.
Yep.
And we started together really at Nutritional Weight and Wellness. Remember our first class we taught our Weight and Wellness series?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, so it's been great, Anna, seeing you accomplish all that you accomplished.
Thanks, and I bet Wendy and Anna, I bet you guys laughed all the way through that class, didn't you?
We pretty much did, yeah.
We're like, what are we learning in school?
But people love to have fun when they're learning about nutrition.
Definitely.
It's really an interesting topic.
Oh, it is.
But in the past, it seems like it had been taught in such a boring way for people. And it's such an important topic. Of course, let's
counting
not get
calories.
Me on my soapbox.
Yes. Okay, all right. Okay, because we're talking about fibromyalgia
yes.
today.
Yes. Let's get back to that.
Anyway, Anna, we're just really proud of you.
Thanks, Wendy. Thanks, Tara.
And I hear all the time, I have to say just one more thing before we get back to fibromyalgia. I hear all the time about what a wonderful teacher you are. People just love taking your classes.
We do, too.
Great. We have Anna groupies.
Yes.
So, people with fibromyalgia symptoms need a lot of support. They really do, nutritionally, to start feeling better. But it can happen, and it does happen, oftentimes one step at a time, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about symptoms of fibromyalgia, because we might have people out there that have been to the doctor several times but don't have a diagnosis, and they're treated like, you know, they're a hypochondriac or something.
Often that's true. Right. Yes, it is.
So one of the highest on the list is actually insomnia, and people have trouble getting to sleep or even staying asleep. So as a nutritionist, my number one goal for that person would be to help them sleep.
You know, this makes a lot of sense to me because I know at my age, if I don't get enough sleep for a couple of nights, when I wake up, my body is kind of achy and stiff. So can you, I mean, just think about this. Can you imagine waking up like that every morning? And then sometimes that might include headaches and even irritable bowel. You know, that's not pleasant.
No.
And then you add one thing on top of the other, you know, and I know these people often describe what they're going through. Like, it feels like I have the flu all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine?
Mm-mm.
And sometimes it is that angry bowel with terrible constipation or explosive diarrhea. We don't want to get too graphic here, but... But beyond that, your brain isn't working. You know, it's like your brain has gone on vacation. So also, you may have anxiety, you may have dizziness, and of course, fatigue.
So what we always start out with, whether it's a one-on-one client or a big group of students, we always tell people or teach people how to eat.
So, you know, Anna, that really sounds funny because, you know, most people would say they've been eating for 60 years. And
I know how to eat. I eat healthy.
Yes. And that's so common. We hear that all the time. But they haven't been eating real food. That's the key. They're so tired of, you know, living on stuff, in quotes, that comes out of a box or a frozen diet meal. And in reality, they're a lot of times just eating a bunch of chemicals.
Well, I think too, Anna, I mean, they've been eating stuff, but also they are really fatigued.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really struggling. A lot of our clients are really struggling with the cooking.
Right.
And then they even eat more of that processed stuff. Yeah. And they actually have more symptoms, don't they, Wendy?
Well, yeah, they do. Because then they try to, you know, their energy, they feel awful. So, well, you know, I'm going to have a cookie. And for a few minutes, you feel your energy pops up a little bit.
Sure.
But then it, like, really crashes. And so you get into this vicious cycle.
I know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we all eat such real food all the time. That it's hard. I have to go wander around a grocery store once in a while just to see what do they have out there now in boxes again.
Yeah,
that people are eating. It's kind of shocking.
It is too, especially if you look at the long list of ingredients with things that you can't pronounce, and you have no idea.
And it isn't food. It is not food.
It's, no, it's not food.
Or
it's
the
chemical.
Non-refrigerated bacon. That just disgusts me.
Come on. I had no idea.
I saw that the other day. Anyway,
okay.
Sorry not to interrupt.
Okay. So this is what people are eating. We suggest eggs and vegetables for breakfast, they may say, well, what about my cereal? How am I going to get my fiber if I don't eat cereal? And don't we just hear this all the time?
Yes. You know, these are people that are getting their nutritional information from the TV ads or even from cereal boxes, and they just don't realize that.
There's a cup in a cup of broccoli. There's 5 grams of fiber. Okay, easily get a lot of fiber from broccoli. In a medium sweet potato, there's 4 grams of fiber. In a quarter cup of almonds, there's 3 grams. Half a cup of black beans has 7.5 grams.
And what does a typical bread have?
Maybe three if it's a good whole grain bread.
Yes.
Maybe three.
That's stretching it.
And a cup of broccoli again? How many?
5 grams.
Yes. So, you know.
And then all the wonderful other nutrients that you get in broccoli.
Exactly.
Yes. So we're going to take a little quick break here. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. If you tuned in today and are feeling the stress and anxiety of life, I invite you to join me today at our St. Paul office at 10:30 for our brand new class called Stressed Out, High Anxiety, Real Foods, the Answer. You know, it's only $25 for a 2-hour class, and I promise you lots of information that will make a difference. So today, call 651-699-3438 and sign up. Or, hey, if you want, you know, follow my example, just pop in and take the class, because that's what I would do.
Yeah. So that's just right after the radio show.
Right after 10:30.
10:30 at the St. Paul office.
Yep. Okay. Yep. We'll be back in a minute.
Living Life Out Loud.
Living Life Out Loud.
On FM 107.1.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I am Anna Durhock, licensed nutritionist, and I am here with Wendy Cates Dancer, registered nurse, and Darlene Kavist, licensed nutritionist, and we are taking a look at the role of nutrition in managing the symptoms of fibromyalgia.
And we're also talking about it.
Yes, we are. We're doing all of that. So before we went on break, Dar told you about our class today that we're real excited about on stress and anxiety. But if it's too stressful for you to get there today at 10:30 to our St. Paul office, we are also repeating this class, and Leslie will be teaching it on Thursday, August 20th in White Bear Lake. And I think that's in the evening,
yes,
if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. It is in the evening.
Yeah. So if you have questions today about fibromyalgia or aches and pains or you know, having a lot of the symptoms we talked about before break, not being able to sleep, flu-like symptoms, all these aches and pains, give us a call today here at the station, 651-641-1071. We'd love for you to join our conversation on fibromyalgia.
You know, Wendy, I think that people don't even realize they have these aches and pains and feeling lousy, and they have been feeling this way for the last, say, 10, 12, 15 years.
Right.
And they don't even realize that this is not normal to feel this way.
Right.
And it's like what I said before, that if I don't get enough sleep, you know, and I really go for my 8 hours or 9, I know that I feel actually better with my schedule if I can get 9 hours of sleep in. And they don't, and I know that if I get 6 or 7, in a couple of days, I actually have aches and pains in my body.
Right.
And I think, oh, this would be so terrible to have to live with on a daily basis.
Right.
And it's simple. I mean, one of the simple solutions is sleep. And that's true.
Which might not seem so simple for some people.
No, it isn't.
But we also know that this is a huge, huge symptom of fibromyalgia. Even if people think they're sleeping, they don't get into that deep sleep. And fibromyalgia. They just kind of stay you know, on the top of sleeping and don't really get rest.
That's right. And we are actually, later on in the show, we're going to talk about how to get better sleep.
Okay, good.
Yes. Okay.
So we'll stay tuned. So fibromyalgia is a very serious health condition. And as you said, Dar, they've been dealing with this for 12, 15, probably even more years than when we look back. one of the things that I tell people all the time in class is that, you know, we did this experiment way back in, I think it was middle school, where, you know, you took a frog. If you put a frog in cold water and heat it up slowly, mm-hmm. you know, it'll stay in that water until it boils and dies. Okay. If you put a frog in hot water, it's going to jump out immediately.
Right.
Right.
And so that's our health. That's many of our people's health. We're that frog that started out in the cold water and we're being heated up slowly. And we don't even realize that we're heading to that boiling point.
We don't even realize how bad we feel. That's right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So fibromyalgia is a very serious health condition. We really want to recognize that. And in the past few years, it has been considered an autoimmune disorder. Well, what does that mean? That means your immune system has become confused and creates an inflammatory response in the body, causing aches and pains.
Yes, definitely. That's true. For sure.
So, again, as a nutritionist, we always ask the question, what has caused the immune system to become confused? Are there foods you're eating that cause this inflammatory response, or could it be because of poor nutrition and you've become depleted in key nutrients that your body has decided to just basically go on strike against you?
And, you know, this strike is often a sit-down strike with some angry outburst of inflammation and fatigue and pain.
That's quite a visual, isn't it? Yeah. Your little cells in there going,
eh. Well, it's kind of like what's going on with the healthcare reform bill right now, but we won't go there. That's next week's show.
Yeah. So the foods that we see as culprits that actually end up causing pain and fatigue in so many people are gluten, dairy, and food chemicals such as MSG, nitrates, artificial sweeteners, like aspartame. And that's huge, isn't it? That is like the number one, and again, I wouldn't call it food, but it's the number one substance that's complained about to the FDA.
Yes, aspartame.
Yeah, they get calls every day complaining about the side effects of aspartame.
Diet pop.
Yes.
That's where you get it, people. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think most people know that, I think, but not all people. Mm-hmm. But it's also hidden. It was so interesting. I have to tell you guys this story. You know, we are looking at protein powders because we want to do something that is really healthy for people. And so I've been testing out protein powders. Now, this has been an ongoing process for quite a while because I'm a little fussy about what I want in my protein powder. And I discovered one that had an artificial sweetener in it, a very similar to aspartame. And it was hidden in there. And other professional people, didn't even realize that it was in there. And so a lot of times things can be hidden in what we think is healthy foods.
Right.
And we know that it's also hidden in a lot of protein bars.
Yes,
and there
absolutely.
It is. People are taking in some of these products, thinking they're doing something good for their health, but they still got aches and pains. And it's because it's been hidden with words that they didn't understand. And a lot of professionals don't even understand those words.
Yeah.
But we're going to be having a protein powder that has none of that thing. None.
I bet you're going to be making your own.
Well, we're going to. Yes, that's probably true. So anyway, that's off the topic.
But still, yeah, it's like even, you know, so like you said, Dar, I mean, even it's not easy.
No, it isn't.
For people
it is not easy for people to sort this stuff out.
Right.
And to understand. And not get some kind of a chemical in a food that they're going to react to, that their body says, I don't want that in my body.
Yeah.
Right.
So. Well, and I had a student in our last weight and wellness class in Anoka who explained to me that they thought that she had MS for years and it always came back negative, figured out that it was aspartame that was causing it. She had numbness all down her hands and in her arms and into her legs. She 3 weeks she was off aspartame. Totally went away.
Oh, beautiful story.
So I just had to tell the story because it's huge.
Story.
So anyway, so
that's amazing.
So getting back to fibromyalgia, our topic, when I sit down with a client, I often look for signs of a gluten or dairy sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
And one sign could be irritable bowel syndrome. That's huge. Another sign could be skin rashes such as eczema or even extreme fatigue after a meal of pasta. Mood swings are also common and just feeling out of sorts, spacey, you know, even after a small bowl of cereal, you know, or some toast, which has a lot of gluten in it, as we know.
So if some of these signs pop up, we ask people really to avoid these foods for a few weeks to discover the impact of, say, gluten or dairy on that person's health. And like Anna just said, you know, that aspartame, we would ask them to avoid that too, for sure.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Amazing difference, isn't it?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. I'm just wondering, how did she discover that? I mean, how would you?
I'm trying to remember. This was bad because she told me about 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I think she started reading about the effects of artificial sweeteners.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, she's like, and she wasn't even drinking Diet Pop, which is crazy, but she was getting it from other sources like gums and mints.
Oh, yes.
And totally stopped it.
Gum.
And it was amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. How many of you realize that what you're drinking directly affects your pain level? If you drink pop, we would recommend stopping that habit, switching to filtered water, and putting an end to your pain. St. Cloud State University has their students switching from pop to water by providing 6 large water dispensers filled with water, ice, and cut-up fruits and vegetables to create water that tastes like lemon or lime or orange or cucumber, mint, or apple. Students are now drinking 150 gallons of water. And guess what? Pop sales are down. So if you have questions for us today, it is 651-641-1071.
FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. We're having a conversation today on fibromyalgia, aches and pains, sleepless nights, lots of symptoms that just fit into lots of other things. And they can be really bizarre symptoms that nobody can diagnose. So if you have any of this going on, give us a call here today at 651-641-1071. And so here we are back, and I'd like everybody to, I'm going to invite everyone out there.
Okay.
I'm going to fill the room.
Okay.
Monday night, August 17th, because this is so important, at White Bear Lake office, I'm teaching nutritional solutions for osteoporosis.
You know, on the way over here today, I heard Sally's Fields commercial again.
I have heard that all the time.
Well, we know that osteoporosis is really a problem if
it's huge.
They're running that commercial over and over because that's such an it's expensive.
Yeah.
And they're
I'm sure Sally Fields isn't cheap. But I always like it when you say, okay, would you take your nutritional advice from an actress or would you go see a nutritionist? Right. But this is what we get when we listen, you know, when we hear things on TV and stuff. But this is Nutritional Solutions for Osteoporosis. It's only $25. It'll be the best $25 you've ever spent if you have osteopenia or osteoporosis
or even if you
come from a history.
Yeah,
preventing
make good,
it.
Healthy
good,
bones.
Healthy. Yeah, exactly, which I think we all do. So we'll be talking about a lot more than just calcium. We even have a special bone-building soup recipe, and you will learn how eating vegetables, meat, and good fat builds your bones and what breaks them down. And one of those things is sugar. So go to weightandwellness.com and sign up online or call Hannah today at 651-699-3438.
You know, Wendy, I had that bone-building soup recipe. Oh, people love that soup recipe. It takes a little work, and I admit that it does, but it's a great tasting soup, and it's great for you.
Well, so. And we know that the calcium from that soup in our vegetables is much more bioavailable, which means our body knows what to do with it and can actually get it into our bones.
And, you know, even the whole idea that you can get calcium out of a soup. Now that's not Campbell's soup.
No, that's not
soup.
No, that's not Campbell's soup. You're right.
So we have some callers here. We're going to take. Good morning, Judy. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Yes, I've been listening to your program, and I've got every symptom that you've had. But I also have medical reasons that can explain some of them. But I don't sleep very, I sleep very little at nights. I have severe osteoporosis. I have, I'm a cancer survivor with lots of radiation damage. Mm-hmm. I've had osteomyelitis in my back twice. I've had back surgeries. And I have lost 75% of my small intestines from cancer radiation.
Okay.
So I have bowel problems.
Yep.
I have a lot of burning pains in my hip and swelling in my back. I do wear a body brace.
So, Judy, let's start with some of these things. And let's find out, first of all, and this is what we would do if we sat down with someone in a consultation.
Because
they come in and they have filled out about 12 pages of symptoms
paperwork.
And problems that they might be having. And so what we find out is, what would be the number one thing? Well, to me, it has to be to get you to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so what are some of the things that would help you sleep? Definitely eating a snack before you go to bed. Something that has a good fat in it, like almond butter and celery is a possibility. Or maybe even real peanut butter and an apple.
Apple slices.
Or
berries and cream.
Berries and cream. Or maybe a little bit of sardines, you know, with a little bit of even some mayonnaise, really good mayonnaise. And on a gluten-free cracker. For you, I would do gluten-free.
Absolutely.
So that would be the number one. And maybe let's talk about magnesium.
Right.
Because I assume
I have a very hard time maintaining my magnesium. I take 10 slow megs a day plus an amiloride to help maintain make that to work. No, that's my magnesium levels never get up to normal. And
I think
have infusions of them periodically.
Okay. Well, there's might be one of the other things that might be considered is a very absorbable type of magnesium. It's magnesium glycinate. And that might be something that is better for you for an absorption point of view. And you might benefit from it even more. I don't know.
I can't tell you which of them.
Okay.
It's been years that I've been on this one because I was on lots of different megs.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Judy, again, would be something that we'd work together with you, you know, to figure that out. Because, again, we know that you have an absorption problem.
Right.
So
right.
We might need to start underneath that then for you. Most people, we would just say, you know, here's some magnesium, and this is a very absorbable form. You have lots of special issues, so we might need to work on, you know, the intestines that you have left to, you know, get in some good bacteria. You know, some things that are going to help heal.
I've always said they're supposed to regain, but mine are a little retarded.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But that's, you know, for you, that's probably where we'd want to work so that we could improve, you know, some absorption for you. Because as you said, they're very damaged from all the chemotherapy you've had.
So it's probably, you know, rather than just to give you, I just wanted to give listeners an idea of how we would approach someone that has a lot of health issues. And it's like one step at a time. And we have to look at where we start. And we always start with real food. And then Wendy said,
small meals, balanced.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we
decrease inflammation.
Look at helping people balance out their intestinal tract so that they get the absorption and then build from that. And I would really recommend coming in and seeing one of us as a possibility for you. And I think we could probably help you feel better. And I know you've got a ways to go, but
I do have I do have energy. I don't know if I have energy or if I just push. But
that's great.
I accomplish an awful lot in a day.
That's great.
Wonderful.
And that's probably what's keeping you going, and that's a great mental attitude. We love working with people like that.
Yeah.
So, yes.
So, Judy, thanks for the call. And, you know, come on in and see one of us. And I think that would be best solution because you've got a lot of health needs. So thanks for calling.
Judy.
Thanks, Judy.
So let's go back to what we were kind of talking about a little bit before. And we were talking about some people maybe having a gluten or dairy sensitivity like Judy, I'm certain that she can't digest either one of those things
exactly
right now.
Exactly.
And you know what? Actually, before we start...
Is it time to take a break already?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Before we start, just jumping in.
Yep. So you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company providing life-changing nutrition education. We realize that nutritional counseling means much more than just telling people to eat this and not that. Most of us realize that Diet Pop and M&Ms are not good for our health, but we just can't stop eating it. So we help people balance biochemically so that the cravings disappear. You know, our clients believe it is magical, but it's just eating real food in balance. And we'll be back in a minute.
FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. If you are a person that wants to kick a bad habit, maybe it's stopping for the coffee mochas or raiding the candy dish at work or consuming that pint of chocolate peanut butter ice cream before bed, I invite you to make an appointment with me or one of the other nutritional counselors so we can help you get right on track to feeling better and obviously having more energy and just feeling better about yourself. I promise it won't be painful at all. especially not with me. Just kidding. Check with Hannah today at 651-699-3438 when a best available appointment is good for you.
So
here we are.
Yes, we are. We're back to fibromyalgia.
Yeah, we are. And so we know that so many people have these aches and pains, mm-hmm. you know, whether they've been diagnosed with fibromyalgia or not. And we really want to help them because we know with a few simple things, you know, like looking at, you know, what they're eating, looking at the pop, looking at the preservatives in food, looking at the gluten and dairy, we can put them on a plan and they come back in just a few weeks, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks or 4 weeks, and they're experiencing much less pain.
Yes.
They're actually shocked at how better they feel. The body inflammation has reduced. They have less aches and pains, but even more important, their brain inflammation has increased, and the fatigue and depression have lifted.
I think that's a really interesting point. Mm-hmm. Their brain inflammation has decreased, and that people don't even realize that
Their
have,
brain's inflamed.
Yes, yeah. But if their body's inflamed,
your
brain is inflamed.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
So.
Exactly. So then it's that whole outlook piece that we're dealing with. And this is why fibromyalgia does look like, I mean, a lot of these people get sent to psychiatrists.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Put on antidepressants. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because it affects your brain.
Yeah, sure. Definitely. So, and what we do, especially at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, is help people get better sleep because we know it affects every function in the body. We really do when we don't get enough sleep. So, and we've found research, the best known researchers in the sleep issue or in magnesium anyway, are Dr. Carolyn Dean and Dr. Mildred Seelig. And what they have found and documented is that the recommended daily allowance for magnesium is far too low. They found that even under ideal conditions, approximately 300 milligrams of magnesium is required just to prevent or just to, you know, replace the daily losses that our body, you know, loses.
Think of that, Anna, 300 milligrams.
Yeah.
They need it. Then that's what the researchers have found, that they need that daily.
Right.
To
replace the losses. And plus, I mean, I think the RDA is way too low, even set 400 milligrams. Most people need at least 600.
Mm-hmm.
So again, if you are a football player who is, you know, participating in two-a-days now, my husband was a football
two-a-days?
Player. So that's when you go, you know, 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours in the afternoon.
Okay.
And in August, it's pretty hot and humid.
Yes.
No
so
kidding.
Just imagine how much they're losing.
Yes.
So, or even a band member practicing in this hot weather.
We
with
know
the big
that.
Suit on.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can just see the sweat when they're in, you know, yes. in the marching bands and things. So you can deplete your magnesium very quickly if you're doing participating in one of those activities. So definitely watch it. And what does that produce? Muscle cramps. Outrageous muscle cramps. So...
Yes, Wendy? And I'm sure a lot of people have experienced them. Or what if you're on a diuretic to lower your blood pressure? This can really deplete your magnesium level, and you can end up again with sleep problems or muscle cramps or restless legs. I've seen so many people with this restless leg syndrome. Your legs don't let you sleep. They want to just get up and walk and walk and walk and walk.
So the general rule of thumb to consider when taking magnesium, usually think of 3 to 4 milligrams per pound of body weight. So, you know, a typical person at 200 pounds, you would need 600 to 800 milligrams of magnesium per day.
Just to prevent the losses.
Yes.
It's crazy. So what are some food sources that could be high in magnesium? The best ones are nuts, fish, apricots, avocados, and even grass-fed meat. But if the soil doesn't contain a good amount of magnesium, the feed for the animals will be deficient, and our food supply is also going to be deficient. So, and we have found, especially with the researchers, that about 70% or more of our population is drastically deficient in magnesium.
Wow.
So before we go on to the next topic, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. How many people believe you have trouble with portion size? The question to ask yourself, is my portion size for steak or salmon too large, or is 4 ounces satisfactory? After working with hundreds of people, almost no one has trouble with portion control unless processed carbs are involved. But as soon as sugar and processed carbs are part of the dietary picture, all reasonable portion size flies out the window. Check it out. How many of you overeat celery or broccoli? But what about cereal and bagels? So we'll be back in a minute.
FM 107.1. Laugh along.
At least. Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. We're having a look at fibromyalgia today, and we can't have a conversation about fibromyalgia without talking about vitamin D levels.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Totally. We have to talk about vitamin D.
Exactly. So if your vitamin D level is below 50 and you have aches and pains, research conducted right here in Minneapolis found that a lack of vitamin D may create debilitating pain. Out of 150 patients suffering with severe chronic pain, 93 of them were deficient in vitamin D. Some had no detectable vitamin D at all when tested.
Jeez.
So, what were their symptoms?
Well, some of their symptoms were low back pain, fatigue, insomnia, depression, and headaches. So again, I mean, it's all the things that we've been talking about before. So, and we know that vitamin D is our sunshine vitamin, right?
Right, everyone? Exactly. Yeah.
So again, we suggest asking your doctor to test your vitamin D levels. And if you have a mother or dad in a nursing home with pain problems, ask for a vitamin D test. If low, ask for vitamin D3 to restore the level and to get rid of the pain.
It's amazing.
It works like magic.
Yes, it does. So where does fibromyalgia come from? Many places: a food sensitivity, chemical exposure, MSG, gluten, excess sugar, smoking, alcohol, low vitamin D levels, junk food, trans fats, and the list goes on and on. But there is help, and it does not come in a pill bottle. It comes in your grocery cart.
It does, yes.
And it's as simple as choosing real protein. Steak, salmon, eggs, chicken, real carbohydrates like broccoli, carrots, spinach, sweet potatoes, tomatoes fresh from the garden, real fat that makes everything taste good, olive oil, butter, avocados, olives, walnuts, almonds, pecans.
So, go ahead, Wendy.
If you are experiencing aches and pains and fibromyalgia, we have a few suggestions. Number one, plan to get 8 hours of sleep, add 6 to 800 milligrams of magnesium glycinate at bedtime, and eat a balanced snack of celery and almond butter.
Perfect.
And for inflammation and joint pain, add 4 to 6,000 milligrams of omega-3 fish oils and make sure the fish oil is not rancid. And you can tell if it's rancid by if it really smells fishy. Okay?
When you open that jar.
When you open that jar. So it should taste and smell pleasant. Otherwise, it is going to be rancid.
So eliminate gluten grains from your diet. So no more wheat, no more rye, no more barley, no more oats. Get rid of it.
Get rid of it. Remove dairy products from your diet. No more cheese or even yogurt. Butter and heavy cream is usually tolerated without causing people pain. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm. And stopping all sodas, whether it's diet or regular, they're all bad. Okay,
very important.
They're just nasty. So,
and we don't need them.
No.
Why? Yeah. I mean, exactly.
They just deplete us of our key nutrients.
Yes. So start eating real food. And we've talked about this. Real meat, eggs, you know, meat, those things. Fish, real carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables, and again, real fats, the olives and the butter and the olive oil and the nuts and all those things. And then it's amazing how much pain and inflammation will just kind of go away for you.
And this thought just occurred to me. It's like, who doesn't eat all these things? It's people. It's women that diet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've cut out all the fats, these lovely fats that provide us with these nutrients.
And we've even cut out protein.
Yeah.
Because it has fat in it. And so we've been told to always cut back on that. But we are not eating enough to supply our energy. And we're not supplying our cells. We're not supplying that mitochondria with the protein that it needs to really
make our energy.
Exactly.
And all these things decrease inflammation. So I would like to take a minute too, again, to invite people to your class, Dar, that you're teaching on stress busting foods.
You're going
to
fill that class up.
We're going to fill that class up. I want to see everybody there. It's at 10:30 this morning, and it will be a lot of fun. You know, we're talking about aches and pains, but what about stress?
Yes.
I mean, how many people are stressed out these days? You see it on the road.
Yes.
You see it at work. We don't, but a lot of people do.
Right.
Don't
exactly.
They?
Yes.
That's because we've eaten our breakfast.
Yes. And I'll be there today, too.
Okay.
Come on, see me.
Fabulous. So we want to thank everybody for listening. And remember, food
can be your problem
or it can be your solution. And we want it to be your solution.
Yes.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.